Have you ever given up on a dream? I know I've had many dreams in my life. One of the dreams, I wanted to travel the world. And I've had a chance to go some places, but there's a lot of places I still haven't had the chance to visit yet that I want to go to. What happened? Well, life happened, right? We get married, we start having kids, responsibilities, bills to pay, and then life takes away those dreams many times. I had ministry dreams, more personal ministry dreams that I want to see fulfilled. And if I'm not careful, life can come and crowd those out. And today, I want you to resurrect those dreams in your life. I want those God-given dreams to come alive again in your life. You see, today, when you stop trying, you start dying. And so I want you to begin to live again. I want you to believe again. I want you to dream again. I believe God's got some great God-given dreams he wants to be plant in your life. And some of those have already been planted, but he wants those to be resurrected again, to rise up in your life. Now, last week we talked about Ezra. And this week I want to talk to you about Nehemiah. And so remember that the children of God were taken captive. They were taken to Babylon. And thousands upon thousands put as slaves in Babylon. And Ezra came back last week to rebuild the temple, but Nehemiah was still there. And Nehemiah's job was the cupbearer to the king, which meant this: his job was to be the wine taster for the king. And so he had to taste the wine to make sure it wasn't poisoned before the king drank it. How would you like to have that job? You come home from work and your wife asks you, how was work today? And you say, I'm still alive, so it was a great day. And so today, this was his job. And so this also gave him favor with the king as well. And so I want you to see the story. It's an incredible story. I believe it really relates to where we're at today. Remember last week we talked about how the three groups returned back home. The first group came back home with the job of rebuilding the temple. And then Ezra returned back home. His job was to reestablish the worship back in the temple. And then Nehemiah was going to lead the last group, and his job was to rebuild the city gates, the gates around Jerusalem. And so Nehemiah had this dream of returning home. Can you imagine that? His dream was to go back to what he was familiar with. How many of us are dreaming of that when we get back to normality? When we can get back to going to church again. We can get back to going to seeing our friends again, going to the stores that are open back up, restaurants open back up, sporting events. We want to get back to that. And today I know many of us have dreams as well that maybe we're dreaming of doing something. I want to go back to seeing these dreams come alive in my life. Let's look at this today. In Nehemiah 2:2-3, so the king asked me, why are you looking so sad? You don't look sick to me. You must be deeply troubled. Then I was terrified, but I replied, long live the king. How can I not be sad? For the city where my ancestors are buried is in ruins, and the gates have been destroyed by fire. Have you ever felt like things are in ruins? That's the way it feels like, man. Things have been destroyed. My dreams have been destroyed. My goals have been destroyed. And today I want to tell you that God wants to resurrect those things in your life. God wants to rise back hope again in your life. You see, our mess, look at this, our mess is where God can do our greatest miracle. So when you look at your mess, I don't want you to be defeated. I don't want you to be discouraged. When you look at the mess around you, realize this is the grounds where God can do his greatest miracle in our life. See, I want you to learn this. Learn to find courage to dream again. I want you to find the courage to dream again. He had the courage, Nehemiah had the courage to rebuild the wall. You know, today, I love that kids are not afraid to dream. I want you to look at a couple of these where the teachers ask kids to write down their dreams and goals in life. One young man wrote down, I want to be Michael Jordan when I grow up. Asked, how are you going to see that happen? I want to get bigger, I want to shave my head, and I want to be black. How about this one? This young man, he's got it figured out. What are three things you want to do in the future? He goes, I want to get a girlfriend, I want to kiss her, and I want to rule the world. We can all get behind that, right? All right. How about this, the last one? We can all get behind this dream. My one wish is for it to rain tacos. To rain tacos. I would love for it to rain tacos, not only on Tuesday, but every day of the week. How about that? Yeah. Kids are not afraid to dream. And as kids, we have these crazy dreams. And we're not afraid to do that. But as we get older, somehow we get afraid to dream. We get afraid to share those dreams. And so today I want you to get past that fear and believe that God has got a God-given dream. He wants to come alive in your life. Don't let life kill your dreams. Don't let life come along and suffocate it and take away your God-given dreams. You got to dream, and you got to say, God, I want to pursue your dream. Nehemiah was burdened to rebuild the wall. His dream was to return back home. He wanted to be with his people. He wanted to go back home and rebuild Jerusalem back up to the great city that it was destined to be. That was his dream. And it's hard to see that happening when you're a slave and captive in Babylon. And so, but he didn't give up on that dream, and God worked that dream out in his life. You see, every dream will require more from you. When you begin to dream dreams, it's going to require more effort. It's going to require more dedication, more time. It's going to require you to give more. And so you will meet, listen, you will meet resistance. You will want to quit along the way. But look at this statement. This is so important. Starting well is important, but finishing well is more important. You got to finish strong. Don't give up when the going gets tough. Don't give up when you face resistance. We're always going to face resistance in our life, and those who pursue past the resistance are the ones who see the dreams fulfilled. It's time now for us to reset. We've been saying that the last few weeks. I believe God is using this time in our world for people to have a reset. Reset for the values in your life. Reset for God prioritized in your life. Reset for family time in your life. Reset for what's really important. It's time to reset those dreams as well. I believe God wants to rebuild new dreams in your life, in your family, in your children. You must be prepared to double down when you meet the resistance. You got to be prepared to double down. When you come against that wall and you come against that part where, man, it's really hard and it's not happening, that's when you double down hard from within and say, God, I'm not giving up. I'm going to work twice as hard. I'm going to give twice as much effort. I got to push through the time of resistance. That's where the results will happen. Nehemiah's dream was to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. So when he was released to come back home to do this, he was facing resistance. The enemy didn't want the walls rebuilt. And so every time they tried to rebuild the walls, the enemies would come and attack them. They wanted the walls left unbuilt so they could make Jerusalem a weak city. You see, you're always going to face the enemy coming against you when you pursue your dream. I want you to see this graph today. This graph represents our life, that when we try to do something, we put forth the effort, we want to see the gains. But we always hit a point where it dips, where the results are dipping, and that's where many people give up, is during the dip time. But experts tell us, we all face it, but those who double down during the dip is the ones who eventually see the extreme gains later on because they didn't give up. See, when it gets hard is when you got to double down to say, all right, I'm going to go. And sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. But don't give up on the dream. Don't give up on what God is calling you to do. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up on your family. Don't give up on the dream as God has given you. Double down and work hard and see God do a miracle in your life. But too many people quit and give up during the downtime. And it happens. I was losing weight, but I stopped losing weight, so I stopped working out. I got off my diet. And so it's during that time you got to double down and say, no, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to stick with it. I didn't see the results, so I stopped working as hard. You got to come down and say, you know what? I'm going to give it twice the effort. Today, I want you to realize that God wants you to see a breakthrough in your marriage. God wants you to see a breakthrough in your life, your own personal life. He wants you to rebuild the temple, not only the temple of the Holy Spirit, but also your personal body as well. He wants to see you rebuild yourself. He wants you to start that business and to go forward. I know sometimes it gets hard, and so you're thinking, I want to give up during this time of the economy. But believe me, that God has got a blessing waiting for those who don't give up. Seeing God's dream come alive takes effort, and it takes doubling down. It takes that faith. Be ready to double down and give that effort. See, we overestimate, look at this, we overestimate short-term gains and we underestimate long-term gains. You know, in the short-term gains, woo, this is great. Everything starts off great. You notice that? Marriage is great that first year, right? And then kids come along. We're like, whoa. Responsibilities come along. Whoa. Now we lose some of that excitement, and now it gets down to that double dip time where you got to double down and work through it. And those are difficult years as you say, you know what? We're committed. We're going to work through these hard times. We're going to work through the difficult times. But those who do that start seeing their marriage jump and go better and better and better. The longer they're married, the better it gets because they work through the hard years. You see, that's what it takes in our life. We're all going to see excitement. Boy, it was exciting starting that business, but now it becomes work. It's coming down. I'm not seeing the same results. You got to commit to it. I'm starting this ministry. Boy, it's exciting. It was exciting to start this ministry. And now, boy, now I've got to work hard. I got to dig it out. I got to see something. Those who stay with it will see the results, but you can't give up during the dip time. See, it's going to happen in our life. See, Nehemiah faced this. He's excited. We're going to rebuild the wall. He organized the team. Everybody's excited. Yes, let's rebuild the wall. Yes, this is God's plan. And they go to rebuild the wall. And then the enemy comes and attacks them. And now they're out there getting defeated. They're out there being destroyed while they're trying to rebuild the wall. And they could have given up. No, we can't rebuild that wall. We're out there. We'll die out there rebuilding the wall. We'll be attacked when we're out there rebuilding the wall. But look what happened here. Look at what Nehemiah's response was in Nehemiah 4:14 after they'd been attacked. So he goes, as I looked over the situation, I called together the nobles of the rest of the people and said to them, don't be afraid of the enemy. Listen, don't be afraid of the enemy. God doesn't want you intimidated by the enemy. He says, remember the Lord who is great and glorious, and fight for your brothers and your sons and your daughters and your wives and your homes. See, God wants us to learn today. First of all, we remember when we face the opposition, remember that God is greater than any opposition. God is greater than any enemy we face. God is greater than what we're going to face through the resistance. Our God is greater. And so you got to remember that. He is a glorious God. He goes, as you remember that, let that empower you to fight for your brothers. Fight for your family. Don't give up during the dip time. Don't give up during the resistance. Don't give up when things get hard. Don't give up when problems come along. Don't give up. Listen, fight for your marriage. Fight for your family. Fight for your children. Fight for the Lord today. He wants you to fight for the things he wants. So Nehemiah regrouped them. I love this story. Because as they're there rebuilding the wall, the enemy comes and attacks them. So he says, this is what it says. It goes along in the story to tell them, this is what the Lord wants us to do. This is what we're going to do. We're going to come, first of all, and we're going to rebuild the wall. And as we rebuild the wall, he goes, I want you to build the wall with one hand. And then the other hand, I want you to carry your sword. So as you are rebuilding the wall, you can fight off the enemy. I love that today. Think about that. He said, I want you to rebuild the wall. Now, this is going to take a lot longer rebuilding the wall with one hand. That means you're going to have to rebuild it one brick at a time. And at the same time, you're fighting off the enemy. So for many of us in our life, this is the way it comes. As we're rebuilding the dreams that God has given us, it's going to happen one brick at a time, one step at a time, one day at a time. And as I'm doing that, at the same time, you've got to learn to fight off your enemy as they're coming to attack you. Listen, anytime you say, I'm going to rebuild my family, the enemy is going to attack you. And as you come back, say, not today. I'm laying this brick of foundation. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And as the enemy comes to destroy and to distract and take, no enemy, not today. You have no room in my house. I'm defeating the enemy as he's attacking me and my family. I'm rebuilding the wall. Listen, I wish I had some dads and moms that would stand up and rebuild the wall that God is calling us to rebuild around our family. We got to protect our children. We got to protect our marriages. We got to protect our homes. We got to protect our minds, our own life, and fight off what the enemy's trying to do to discourage us. Resist the enemy. Resist him today. God has given you the weapon of his word, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God can defeat any enemy. The living God alive in you can defeat anything inside you. God says there is a purpose. There is a power. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against me will prosper today. We know all things work for good. So today I want you to turn your eyes to the Lord and say, I'm going to rebuild the wall one brick at a time. As we went to look at schools for my son, and we was playing football and getting offers, many places we went, they had the theme brick by brick. I go and I see this theme written on walls in the locker rooms and the coach's office, and many of them have it. You'll see it even a lot of pro teams have adopted that theme, brick by brick. What's that mean? That means one brick at a time. I'm not going to change an organization. We're not going to change a team by just, you know, one day at a time. Put in the effort today. You change today. One brick at a time rebuilds the wall. And that's how it is in our life. We're not going to rebuild the wall just by like this. It's going to come one brick at a time. And it doesn't seem like you're making a lot of progress, but you double down and you stick with it. You fight off the enemy, then eventually you see the wall rebuilt in your life. Will you fight for your family? Will you fight for what God's given you in your dreams? Will you fight and rebuild the wall? Listen, I believe today that God is wanting us to rebuild the walls in our community, in our life. God wants to do this. Now, last week, I talked about some things, but today, I want to ask you the question, what will be your first brick? When you rebuild your wall, what's the first thing you're going to do? What's the first brick you're going to lay? What is that first priority God's calling you to do? This is what God told him. He said, I want you to come back. First of all, rebuild the temple. And today, I think it's a good pattern for us to follow as we get past this COVID season and the stores begin to open up again. Schools eventually open up again. And we open up the churches again. What's going to change? What brick are you going to lay down first? What's the first foundation of your life? First of all, I believe we should rebuild the temple. Forsake not the assembling of yourself together. Online is great, but listen, it can't replace coming together, worshiping together. We got to set our hearts looking forward to the day we can return together. And not just worshiping, oh, for a couple of weeks and then forgetting. No, we got to remember, it's one brick at a time, one week at a time. I'm laying the foundation. I got to get my family back in the church. If I neglect church and I only come on Easter and Christmas and a few other times of the year, my children won't come at all. And so I got to reestablish a priority of rebuilding the temple, attending our local church, getting our families attending faithful again. Make it a priority. Don't just do your leftovers. Don't give God your leftover time. Make him your first. Rebuild the worship. God said, I want you to rebuild the temple, then I want you to rebuild the worship. Declare the worth of God. That's what worship means. Declare the worth of God. At church, at home, in my job, at school, my life should honor the Lord. When I honor the Lord, it's a lifestyle of worship, not just with music playing, but my life should honor the Lord. Let's get back where we're establishing worship as a lifestyle in my life. As for me and my house, we're going to honor the Lord in all of our ways. And then he said, then I want you to rebuild the wall. Don't give room for the enemy to come in and steal from your marriage, to steal from your family. Protect your children. Don't give up on your family. Don't give up on your God-given dreams. Don't give up on putting God first. There is a reward for those who double down and fight for what God has put in your life. Protect it with the word of the Lord. Protect it with the sword of the Lord. I believe God is calling us to reestablish these things in our life. Today, what will be your first brick? You got to decide that now. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't just be reacting again. Have a game plan. Start putting down your first brick. What's going to be my first brick? And then what's going to be my second brick? What's going to be my third brick? Get a head start now. Reset your life. Point your family toward the Lord. Today, maybe you're here, and I want to tell you the first, the most important brick is the brick of giving my life to Jesus Christ. If you've never given your life to Jesus, today is your day to surrender your life to Jesus. I'm going to pray this prayer, and wherever you're at today watching this program, I want you to say, Jesus, I'm ready to surrender my life to you. If you never prayed that prayer, repeat these words. Jesus, forgive me my sins. Thank you for dying on the cross for my life. I believe you are the Messiah, God's only son. And from this day forward, I will live for you. I will follow you all the days of my life in Jesus' name. Today, I want you to set your heart toward rebuilding your life, rebuilding your God-given dreams, rebuilding your family. Let's worship today. I'll come back and close you with another prayer.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you.
Today, I want to pray with you in closing. I believe God's going to rebuild those dreams in your life. Father, I thank you that you are allowing dead dreams to come alive again. I pray that we'll have men and women who are not afraid to stand up and rebuild the walls in their life, rebuild the dreams you've given them. God, I thank you that you're building that faith up. May this time be a time of reset of values, reset of God-given priorities in our life, that we can come with a God-given plan, ready to attack and to advance the kingdom of God. Lord, I thank you for every person listening today. May they have a great week. God, we bless them all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. We love you. We hope to see you soon.